Filthy Fantasies by Emmanuel Blue. The Loan Shark. When the doorbell rings on Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock, I know it can only be Mrs. Shackleton. Mrs. Shackleton has been visiting me on a Friday afternoon for her £120 for the past 8 months. Of course, it wasn't that much back then. But as is the way with loan sharks, the debt has grown and spiralled out of my control. I've lost track of how much was borrowed and how much interest added. All I know is that Mrs. Shackleton will not be happy when I open the door today, because the last of my money and furniture disappeared with the bailiffs yesterday. The woman on the doorstep is smartly dressed in a navy blue suit and sensible court shoes. She must be about 40 with her dyed blonde hair scraped into a stern bun. Her colourless eyes greet me without expression. Further down the walkway to my flat, though, I can see her minder watching, smoking a cigarette. Mrs. Shackleton doesn't take chances when she does her rounds. There are a lot of us on our estate who pay our dues to Mrs. Shackleton. As she steps inside, she notices immediately that the furniture has gone.
"I couldn't stop them," I blurt out. "They went through my handbag and all. I had your money ready, but they took that too."
It's partly a lie. I only had £20 and wouldn't have been able to pay Mrs. Shackleton in any case.
"It's not the first time you've missed a payment," she snaps. "Mr. Calderson will need to see you about this. He's not going to be pleased."
Mr. Calderson is the name of the veiled threat that Mrs. Shackleton uses whenever one of her customers doesn't meet a payment. I don't know who he is. Perhaps it's the minder. But the tone of respect, reverence even, which Mrs. Shackleton adopts when she mentions his name, makes me think Mr. Calderson is the top shark in the loan shark empire.
"Tell Mr. Calderson I'll pay him as soon as I can."
"You'll pay him today, one way or another," says Mrs. Shackleton, ominously. "You'll have to come with me."
I know it will be useless to refuse. I might manage to resist Mrs. Shackleton, but the minder is another matter. Reluctantly, I put on my coat and follow Mrs. Shackleton out onto the walkway. The minder drives us in a battered estate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?